Welcome to the Business Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you my friend, Ms. Katrina Sala. Katrina, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. I'm excited to be here again. I feel like we just did this, but it was really a month ago, which is amazing. And since then, we've been in San Antonio for the PSA conference. I'm sure you've already talked a lot about that already. If you missed it, you got to put it on your calendar for next year. I tell you, I already signed up. Whether I'm a speaker or not, I'm going to be there. So it's all good. So I've been in business for 13 years as a business coach, marketing coach, and I have my own live events. I have group programs. I have membership programs. I have, you name it, I've done it. Okay. So, but let me, what I want to share to you today and our topic for today is relationship marketing strategies to double your business and more. And I don't say that to, I don't say that lightly. Like, I don't often tell people I can double their business, okay, or make $1 million or anything. I wouldn't say that because it's not as easy to do, actually, as people think or say. But relationship marketing is really the key to this whole thing we call entrepreneurship. And this is what has helped me build a multiple six-figure business in 13 years, right? You'd think I thought I'd be to a million by now because some of my initial mentors, my first mentors said it was so easy, right? All you have to do this and this and then you're, poof, you're a millionaire. And like, it doesn't happen that easy. I'm sorry. And there's like a very, very, very small percentage of people who are doing coaching or internet marketing businesses or online at all or working from home that are making millions of dollars, okay? I don't want to discourage you guys, but let's talk realistic. What you can do realistically to build your business and make it a smooth-running, money-making machine so you don't have to work so hard and you can do what you love, right? So let's see what needs to be put in place to make it more consistent, leads coming in and sales coming in. Consistency is really the key. It's consistent and continuous relationship building, list building, marketing to that database, so to speak, that is what builds you a stronger, more profitable business, okay? And it is in the beginning, especially setting up those systems, setting up the marketing, maybe some long hours here and there. It's not, there is no magic pill, I'm sorry, but you really want to get the right things in place in the order of importance so that you can grow your business. And there's three types of marketing that I talk about because marketing leads to, without marketing, there is nobody to sell. So we need marketing first and then the sales strategy. And then there's a lot of online things that can help you leverage your time and your leads as well. But the three types of marketing that I typically talk on are new business marketing is one, and that's where you go after your ideal prospect. Okay, so for me, that's women business owners, whether they're just starting out or they're transitioning into more of an online business. In my mind, those are still somewhat newbies in the first 3 to 5 years of their business or the transition of their business. So that's my target audience. So you have to know yours, right? So going after new business, finding out where those people are, what websites they're on, are they on social sites, are you going to find them at live events, are you going to find them at conferences, do you have to do direct mail campaigns to them, where do you find the new business, right? Then once they become leads and you and or contacts, you meet them somewhere, then I call that database marketing. So once they get into your world, so to speak, they become part of your database. Now, on a side note, I'm very particular about email marketing, okay? When I say you can add everybody that you come in contact to your database, that does not mean you can email them all your email newsletter, okay? So there are spam laws and everything in place. And that's a whole nother talk. But what I want you to take away from here is that database marketing is how to keep in touch with and continue to build the relationship of and drive them through some sort of process, whether it's getting them to give you a referral or getting them to buy or getting them to sign up for something or come and talk to you, whatever your sales and marketing process is that you're going to take a new lead through, you want to do that in your database marketing. So that could include email marketing, direct mail, phone calling, It could include touching people on social media. If you meet them offline in an in-person event, you might go touch them online and become friends on Facebook or LinkedIn, right? So there's many ways to keep in touch with and build that relationship with the current people in your database, right? Now, then the third type of marketing is referral source marketing. Some people find it more beneficial, and a lot of times this is what I do when I'm on social media, is I'm looking for referral sources. I'm actually looking for power partners, somebody that's complementary to what I do or that will do a piece of what I do, and I would do the other piece, and we might have a similar target audience, and we can help each other or refer business to each other. So looking for and building a list of prospects that are good referral sources or power partners for you, or joint venture partners, it's all the same kind of thing. That is a whole nother strategy of marketing, because you're not going to send the same marketing message or flyer or email to a new business prospect that's your ideal target market as you're going to send to a referral source prospect. You're going to have different wording, right? And once they're a part of your world, you're not going to send them that newbie language either. So when I talk about the three types of marketing, what's really important about that is that you know that you need three different marketing messages in your emails and possibly your phone call follow-ups, in direct mail pieces that you might send, in your messages or things that you're going to connect with them on social media with, right, in the wording that you use. So a lot of it is about the wording that you're using. And if you're not seeing results from things that you're doing currently in your business, it could be that you're not using the right words, you're not being frequent enough or consistent enough with that particular strategy, or you're just not doing enough and reaching enough people. So one of the things I like to talk about with regards to relationship marketing strategies to double your business is you need to double probably actually 10 times the amount of people you're talking to, right? So we really want to crunch the numbers. Look at what you need to make, right? I look at people in a need number. So what's your need number, right? In order to pay the bills and not stress out and have some extra so you could actually pay a web designer or an assistant to do the things you know need to happen, what is that number every month that you need to bring into your business or your household, right? Let's just call it $5,000 as your need number. Could be less and it could be more. Now, that doesn't mean that's all we want to make. Of course, we want to make $10,000, $20,000 a month or more, right? That would be great. But unless you're making your need number first, we can't get you to your want number, right? So I always have people focus on the need number first. If you're already there, great. Let's figure out how to double the need number or double where you're at, or at least add 50% of wherever you are on to whatever you're doing now. So think about that number goal, right? Then what are you selling? Do you have the right business models in place? Do you have some high-end programs, products, and services where you could potentially sell one client into a $10,000 program or a $5,000 package or whatever it is? If you don't have some high-end program, products, and services, we might want to take a look at what else you can create or develop or serve, how you can serve at a higher dollar type of package, okay? And don't just say, oh, I can't do that with my business. Be open to what's possible, okay? Because this is where you double your business, is by having some higher end program, products, and services. If you have a $5,000 program and your need number is $5,000 a month, then you only need to sell one client, right? Now, that's if they pay in full, right? Instead of doing a payment plan over, 6 months at $800 a month or whatever it is. Right. So if you had a payment plan, which I don't have my calculator handy, but let's just call it $800 a month. What's 800 times 6? Oops. 800. That's like 4,800. So that it would be more. So it'd be 900 times 6. So that's 5,400. So, in a typical coaching package or something like that, if that's what you do, you could do a pay in full price at $5,000 or 6 payments of $900. Let's just use that as an example. If you need to make $5,000 a month and you have 5 people on a $900 payment plan, you're almost at your goal, right? You're almost at your goal. You just need to sell a couple, you know, one-on-one calls here and there, or a couple ebooks or whatever you have, webinars, and you should make your goal. So it's not a lot to sell, but if all you're selling is something for $50 or $100 or $200, let's just say $200, $5,000 divided by a $200 sale, you have to sell 25 people a $200 thing. Now, it's actually, I know some of you might not believe this, but it's actually just as easy to have a sales conversation with somebody in person or over the phone and sell them into a $5,000 program than it is a $200 thing. Just as easy. You just have to have the right language, the right enrollment process in your conversation, and the confidence in order to know that you're worth it and what you're charging for is worth it. So first of all, look at what you're selling, right? Is there nothing wrong with selling a $200 thing or a $50 thing as part of your overall business funnel and all the offerings you offer? You do want to have a variety. But if you're relying on getting X number of sales at $50 to get you to that $5,000 a month, that's going to be a hard, hard month. It's constantly trying to get that sale. And it's not easy unless you're talking to thousands of people, okay? Thousands of people. Think about these days, your prospects are way too busy. You're probably too busy to read all your emails and check all your messages and pay attention to all your mail. You're probably so busy that you don't even know your name some days. I know that happens to me, right? And so your prospects are just as busy. They've got kids. They've got, you know, family visiting, they've got sickness, they've got whatever. And so they're not seeing half as much stuff as you think they are come out of your email or your mail or your phone or whatever, social media. They're not seeing as much as you think they are. So first of all, the people that you're already talking to need to see you more, need to see you more often and in more ways. So if you're not doing direct mail or phone calls, you want to add that immediately to your marketing strategy. You can't just send emails these days. Emails are just getting undelivered left and right. You can't, they're not reliable as it used to be, right? And people just, they might read 1 out of 10 of your emails. And if you're sending 1 or 2 emails a month, whoa, they might not read you for 9 months or something like that, maybe 8 months. Read what you have to offer. So you just have to think about, okay, I need to reach the people I'm already reaching more often, so how am I going to do that, right? You can connect with them on social media. You can find them. You can message them over there. A lot of times when you Facebook message somebody or message them on LinkedIn, they'll answer immediately, whereas you send them an email and it'll be months before they get back to you, right? So think about how you're going to amp up the current strategies you're currently doing to the people you already have access to, whether they're on your approved email newsletter list or not. You can still message them on social media, give them a call, and send them something in the mail, okay? But then we have to think about, okay, that's great with the people you already know, but what if you only know like 500 people or 1,000 people? That's not enough to continuously hitting your $5,000 goal every month. Okay, so we have to do more massive lead generation every month. And when I say massive, I mean massive, because it's a numbers game. Think about the people being busy again, right? So if you need to talk to, let's use the $5,000 and let's use a $1,000 price point. So you need to sell 5 people a month to a $1,000 price point program, product, or service. Okay, I'm just going to try to use the math easily here, then most of you, and this may not be all of you, but most of you are probably not selling everybody that you talk to in a conversation. In fact, the average is selling 1 out of 4 people. So I'm going to use the average. You might be better than this. You might be less savvy than this in your sales conversations, but let's use the average, okay? So if you need to sell 5 people a month to make $5,000 into the $1,000 program, and we're just assuming you're only selling the one thing, okay, then you are selling 1 out of 4 people, how many people do you need to talk to in a scheduled sales conversation, not just a random phone call or a random 5-minute meeting at a networking event, but a scheduled, yes, let's sit down and talk about your stuff, right? A scheduled meeting. So that is 20 people, right? So 20 people, let's see, divided by 4. I just got to make sure when I'm talking. Okay. So if you talk to 20 people in a scheduled conversation and you sell 1 out of 4, you'll sell 5 people into your $1,000 thing. This is just an example, okay? So you can do the math on your end on what you offer. So 20 people to get a, when's the last time you had 20 sales conversations, scheduled sales conversations, like for an hour each or whatever it's going to take for you to sell somebody into a program, to give them their credit card, to get, have them give you their credit card, I mean, on the spot at the end of that call for the 1 out of 4. When's the last time you had 20 of those scheduled in a month? Right? There might be, I don't think anybody is listening who's doing this right now because they thought, well, I don't need to double my business. I'm good, right? So I don't even book 20 people in sales conversations every month. And I'm not saying that to say I suck at it. I do a heck of a lot of marketing, okay? I'm just saying it's not that easy to schedule that many people. It's not. And so if you think, okay, I need to schedule 20 people, that's 5 a week, right? Then how many people do you actually have to meet or connect with somehow, online or offline, in order to get 20 of those to say, yes, I want to talk to you this week, right? How many people is that? That's going to be in the hundreds. That's going to be in the hundreds. I always suggest that. Conversation with at least 200 people in order to find 20 of them who are willing to have a sales conversation with you, right? And that's low, you guys. So how many people are you going to actually have to have met to even get 200 people to give you 2 or 5 minutes of their time, either social media or on the phone or in person, to figure out if they're good enough or qualified enough to get to the 20 people you need to have phone calls with, right? We're talking a minimum of 1,000. Minimum of 1,000 people you're going to be needing to reach out to, new people, in order to figure out which ones of them are interested and going to sort themselves into doing those 20 calls with you, right? Now, it's just an example, but I want you to think in terms of numbers here. How, I mean, most of you that are listening, I don't care who you are, what you do, you're probably not connecting with 1,000 new people every month. New people, not the people currently in your database or currently you have contact information for. Those people you need to do database marketing with, right? Those people you need to be touching on a regular basis in a different way. I'm talking about new business. How are we reaching out to new business and new referral sources to 1,000 people a month? Right, so I have some very strategic ways that I teach how to do that, and hopefully already you've thought, okay, I'm going to add direct mail. I'm going to add some phone calls. I tell you, I have one client who was 72 when she came to me, maybe 71. She'd been in business for 20 years, but she did email marketing, and she did networking and speaking, and she had online products and different things and books, but she didn't do follow-up phone calls. She didn't want to. She's 72. Come on. Like, she doesn't want to. Right? And so she hired me, and I said, you're doing your follow-up phone calls because I guarantee you. You want to make more money? This is how you're going to do it. Right? She has tons of people to talk to already. You just need to pick up the phone and make follow-up phone calls. She reluctantly started to do some, and what do you know? Amazingly, she would sell people into programs just from a follow-up phone call, not even having to schedule something, a sales conversation. And then, lo and behold, about 1 out of 4 people she would actually talk to on a follow-up call, she would sell them into her $2,500 program. 1 out of 4. Imagine if you went to a networking event and you met 50 people and you did all 50 phone calls, and 1 out of 4 people bought your $2,500 program or your $1,000 program or even your $200 thing, right? Imagine that if you made follow-up phone calls. So this is not in place of what you're doing there. You want to do this database marketing, but you still need to focus on bringing new leads in too and nurturing those and putting them into your database marketing systems, okay? And so I just want to encourage you to reach out to new people, 1,000 a month. That's it. Now, when I first started my business, I was a big I'm still a big networker. But I wasn't really online marketing a lot. I had a website, but I didn't really know what to do with it. It was, you know, 13 years ago, 2002. We didn't do any social media. We didn't really have much. I had no idea that I could get clients from all over the world. No idea. And so I was very local in my area, and all I did was networking and follow-up. I would go to as many networking events as I possibly could. I was a member of, like, four chambers of commerce, a leads group, like BNI, and eWomen Network, which is still around and I'm still a member of. But nowadays I'm a member of more like speakers associations like PSA and WSA, as well as women's business organizations. I'm not a member of the chambers anymore because I'm not really that local. Even though I do have a lot of local clients, we still talk on the phone. My point is that when I first started, all I did was networking and follow up. I went to 14 to 16 networking events every single month. You can do that, and that is your fastest path to cash. But it still will not reach you enough people to make the numbers of sales that you might want to make, okay? Which means you need to do more. You need to do that plus more. Doesn't mean you have to spend every waking hour at this stuff. That's why I have systems, and I talk about systems a lot, and I was talking about that at the conference. But my social media messaging system is one thing that I teach. And I also have a follow-up system. I have systems for speaking and getting more speaking gigs. I have systems for all kinds of different lead generation. But the social media thing is really strategic. It's where we reach out to people on Facebook or LinkedIn especially, because you can actually message people. You do this with your personal profile, not your business profile. I don't really find the business profile is that effective, frankly, anymore, because all Facebook wants you to do is pay to play, right? And I'm not yet willing to pay to play too much on there, although I know some people that are doing well, but it is a crapshoot. But I'd rather treat Facebook and LinkedIn as a huge networking event, right? If you look at Facebook and LinkedIn, there's billions and billions of people. You will never run out of prospects if you're hanging out on those sites, right? And you can do searches for your target audience, and you will get hundreds of thousands of people, most likely, in your target audience when you do a search. All you have to do is treat them like you're at a networking event and say, you know, hey, Joan, I see that you're a member of this group. Or, hey, Joan, I see that we might have a similar target audience in our business. Or, hey, Joan, I think that, you know, your mom's group might be interested in what we're doing. I'd love to find out how to help each other, right? So you have this conversation. It's kind of like you would if you walked up to someone as a networking event in person. You'd spark up a conversation and see if or how there was a good fit and how you can help each other, right? So it's really strategic how I teach this. And the messaging, what you say in that email is crucial, or they will start blocking you and you'll get tagged a spammer. You've got to be very careful not to be too salesy. But it's very effective. We're getting 20 to 30% response, myself and my clients that are using it effectively, I mean consistently. Okay, are getting 20 to 30% response. Direct mail is still 1 to 3% response. It's still very crucial to be doing direct mail, however, because guess what? Nobody's doing it. So you're going to stand out like a sore thumb, especially in the follow-up after meeting people or after connecting with them online, do direct mail. But when it comes to reaching out to 1,000 new leads a month, yes, you can do more networking. Yes, you can do more speaking. You can do interviews like this. You can do telesummits. You can do radio shows. You can have your own radio show or your own video show. You should do all of that, frankly, because you need to be everywhere and have everyone see you and reach more people in different ways. And it doesn't mean you have to work your butt off like a dog. All these things I'm saying I know is overwhelming. Frankly, I know I overwhelm people on a regular basis, but there are systems where you don't necessarily have to do all this yourself. You can automate a good majority of it through your website, through different online forms and things like that. And I want to be there to help you systematize, automate, and delegate so you can actually reach a lot more people with your gifts and your programs and products and services and impact more people and impact your own pocketbook and your own lifestyle in the process. So that's what I'm all about. I'd love to invite you to a free webinar. It's already recorded, so you could actually go there anytime. And it was really good because it talked about my entire marketing and sales system, my Jumpstart Your Marketing and Sales System. It's really thorough. It's a thorough webinar. And it really does talk about a lot of the different types of marketing and things that we've discussed here, but more in depth on a webinar. So you could view things and you can hear me talk more in depthly. If you go to my website, which is katrinasawa.com, so it's K-A-T-R-I-N-A, S as in Sam, A-W-A.com, katrinasawa.com/summit webinar. katrinasawa.com/summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, webinar. And you'll get access to that for free. You just sign up for it and you can access it anytime you want. And then I'd love to talk to you in a complimentary strategy session, or you'll get access to some of my free gifts when you sign up for that too. You'll get on my list and start watching my videos, and I'm full of great tips. So hang out and get to know me, and I'd love to get to know you as well.